Exam Objectives Fast Track, Chapter 1. Planning for installation and upgrade. You must determine which Windows Server 2008 edition should be deployed to fulfill a particular business requirement. You should determine if you want to upgrade existing servers or perform a clean installation. Server hardware must meet Windows Server 2008 hardware requirements before the operating system can be installed. Planning for automated server development. Windows Deployment Services provides features to rapidly deploy Windows Server 2008. Windows Deployment Services requires DNS, DHCP, and Active Directory. You can use Windows Deployment Services to install an operating system through normal setup or deploy a pre-built image. Planning for infrastructure services. Windows Server 2008 offers key infrastructure services such as DNS, DHCP, NAP, and directory services. DNS and DHCP are easy to set up and configure, but must be properly maintained to ensure a healthy network. Active Directory requires extensive planning to determine the best model for your organization. Planning application services. Windows Server 2008 provides new applications services such as IIS 7 and Windows Server Virtualization. High availability options such as network load balancing and failover clustering can be used to provide reliable and scalable applications. Windows Server Virtualization can be used to run multiple instances of the Windows operating system on a single server. Planning for file and print services. Users and groups should be used to assign permissions to shares on file servers. Storage policies and quotas can be used to control how much data and what types of files users can save to network shares. Network printers can be published to Active Directory so that they can be easily located. Frequently Asked Questions. Question. Can you upgrade existing Windows Server 2003 computers to Windows Server 2008? Answer. Yes, you can choose to upgrade the existing Server 2003 operating system or perform a clean install of Windows Server 2008. Question. Can you use WDS to perform unattended installs of Windows Server 2008? Answer. Yes, you can configure WDS to use unattended install files to automate the installation of the operating system. Question. How do you determine how many Active Directory domains and forests are needed in a typical deployment? Answer. Most organizations can operate with a single forest and domain. However, the determining factor is typically security boundaries. Some companies may require separate enterprise administrators for different business units or geographic locations. These all must be considered when planning an Active Directory deployment. Question. How do you determine when to use network load balancing over failover clustering? Answer. Network load balancing is typically used for front-end servers such as web servers or terminal servers, while failover clustering is used on back-end systems such as SQL Server or Exchange Mailbox servers. Question. When deploying Windows Server 2008 file servers, what is the best way to assign permissions to shares? Answer. You should use groups to properly manage users and assign permissions to shares. You should also use NTFS permissions over share level permissions when possible. Use the deny permission very sparingly.